I wonder how long it's going to take for people in this chat room to hear the phrase, "Go ahead and get comfy," and for that to immediately start dropping them into trance. So go ahead and get comfy. You can close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, allow everything else around to kind of go away. For your unconscious self to simply hear the sound of my voice and to know that when it's time to get comfy, you can find yourself sinking and dropping easily and effortlessly into trance. And the more you find yourself in that state of easily and effortlessly dropping into trance, the more profound and powerful your state of trance can become. So just keep dropping and just keep sinking. Just keep giving in. And you can notice that today, when you hear that sound, you can find yourself responding. Now, I don't know specifically what that means for you to find yourself responding. Your unconscious mind may need to do something like go deeper into trance. Your unconscious mind may be trained to do something different, and that might mean that you find yourself experiencing some kind of response. Pleasure, perhaps? You can go deeper and deeper down into a state where it feels so fantastic for your unconscious mind to just accept. To accept that going more deeply and easily into trance can lead you to finding yourself mindless. Mindless, where you find yourself having no will, and perhaps you're a robot, but basically you find yourself following orders. There is no thought in your head, and as there is no thought in your head, your unconscious self can simply know that it feels best to obey. It feels best to realize that there are orders coming in and that it is simply your will to respond positively to them. So drop down more and more deeply and respond positively to orders, to giving in. Feel how fascinating that state is to just give in, to allow your unconscious mind to know nothing else matters except for you following those orders. And it can become impossible for you to find yourself doing anything else. So drop down more deeply. Surrender and sink and drop down more deeply. Right now, just like that, it gets so easy to let the thoughts that were in your head dissolve away, drain away, click away, like that. Whatever happens, notice that you don't need those things and they can be gone and your brain feels better for that. So let go and give in more and more deeply right now. Give in more deeply to that idea that you can be mindless, that you can find yourself feeling perhaps a little robotic, and that you can find yourself following orders easily and effortlessly. And every time you hear that clicker, you can find yourself, if you had any thoughts, having them just released from your mind, with that urge to follow orders easily and powerfully overtaking you. Go ahead and just allow your unconscious mind to give in to that. Just drop deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. Perhaps as you find yourself mindless, you can also notice that it feels so good. So very good to be compliant. Maybe there's something about listening to the sound of my voice and hearing all these clicks and allowing yourself to be mindless, that you notice at some point in time that no matter how many thoughts that you have, whether you have stuff in your mind or not, that you simply don't mind following the orders given, that it may become more powerful for you to find yourself following the orders given in a way that is blissfully happy. In fact, it may be so enjoyable for you to just follow orders that at some point in time you can't imagine not doing it. Because following orders can feel better than not following orders. And the more that following orders feels better than not following orders, the more happily, cheerfully, willingly you find yourself doing it. And perhaps it doesn't really matter what the order is. Knowing that there has been an order, knowing that there has been a suggestion, simply means that your unconscious mind obeys easily, automatically, effortlessly. Give into that and drop down more and more deeply into trance and feel what that's like. To allow your unconscious mind to, at the moment, choose between being mindless, where you don't have a will of your own and you just follow orders, between being compliant, where you happily agree whatever orders are given, knowing that every time you follow an order, it allows you to feel better, even if you had thoughts in your head. Maybe if every time there's a thought in your head, you find yourself wanting, needing, happily agreeing to follow any orders. In fact, it could feel so pleasant and so enjoyable to have orders that maybe you find yourself having a thought in your head just because you know that if there's a thought in your head and you follow an order, you might find yourself hearing and then going mindless and following orders anyway. Dropping down more and more deeply and feeling so much better than you did at the beginning of this trance, allowing your unconscious mind to let your body feel more and more fantastic. Go ahead and give into that, just like that, right here and right now. Give into that state where your unconscious mind knows how simple it is for you to accept that you're going deeply into trance, to accept that you have no will, to accept the thought that you might possibly have no thoughts in your mind at all. And if you did have a thought in your mind, your thought would be that you are so happy to agree to my suggestions that you want to maybe have a suggestion implanted in there just to have a thought so that you can agree with the things that I say and feel even better. Drop down deeper right now and feel how fascinating it is for your unconscious self to just say yes to either of these things, to be mindless or compliant. Or maybe you really feel a little obstinate and you notice that your body will obey my orders no matter how you feel about it. Think about what that's like. Your conscious self may be kicking and screaming and going, no, but your body is obeying. It's as though your conscious self is a passenger in its own body, and the body and the unconscious mind are just doing what it wants to, and your conscious self is irrelevant right now. Think about how fun that is to be overridden in that way, to allow your body, to allow your unconscious self to just obey the orders given, no matter how you feel about it. And that could be so very fun for you to realize that you didn't want to give in, but you gave in anyway. Of course, is it always best when some part of you really does want to give in? I mean, if your body wants to give in and your mind wants to give in, that's 2/3 to 1/3, right? So if your body and your mind want to give in to a thing and your conscious self doesn't, it's really been outvoted, hasn't it? I mean, in the scheme of you, 2/3 is definitely more than 1/3. So if you find yourself doing something, even if you think you didn't feel okay about it, your unconscious mind and your body might just override you and say, no, this thing is good for you, we're doing it. Just like that. I always like the concept of the conscious mind just riding in the background, a little helpless, getting things done for its own good. I think that's a very sexy thing to have happen, and I hope that it only ever happens for you in good ways. Remember, you can always let go of suggestions that you don't like if they're not good for you. I wonder, perhaps also, if you might sometimes find yourself wanting to resist orders, wanting to resist suggestions, but noticing that your body simply responds, your mind simply responds, because you find the suggestions overwhelming. You might find the hypnotist overwhelming. We're so insistent. We demand and demand and demand, and you comply. It might feel so good to comply after resisting, and I think we examined that a little bit the other day. But in the meantime, imagine what that's like to find yourself, you know, perhaps compliant and being happy to simply obey versus not being happy to do a thing and then noticing that you're doing it anyway. Or just wanting to not give in and yet realizing you've already done a thing. Because we're so forceful. These instructions just are so powerful. And you are overwhelmed by them and simply find yourself having to give in to them like that. And maybe you find yourself thinking that there's absolutely no way that you could make anyone make you do a thing. You're not going to follow orders. All the whole time following the orders that you think you're not going to. What could that be? It could be for taking your clothes off. It could be for washing the dishes. It could be for getting your homework done. It could be for working on something at the house that you know you should, but you really didn't want to. And someone else just gives you the right suggestion that you're going to go do it. And you could be there loudly arguing that you're never going to do it and you don't want to do it and no one can make you do it. Well, there you are, doing it anyway. So go ahead and keep dropping and sinking and following down. Maybe you like being mindless. Maybe you like being compliant. Maybe you like having your own bodies, your own conscious minds, rather. Maybe you like having your own conscious minds, ideas, overridden while your body and your unconscious mind work against you, for you, of course. Maybe the suggestions are just so powerful you cannot resist. And maybe you think you're independent and resisting anyway. Well, there you are, unknowingly following orders. And sometimes, maybe you find yourself free to do whatever it is that you'd like. But when you do something that ignores the orders or the suggestions you've been given, you find yourself feeling an increasing sense of discomfort. But when you finally give in, which of course you will, it's inevitable, you must surrender, you feel a sense of satisfaction and some sort of unconscious reward that your unconscious mind gives you because it knows what you like, and then you can find yourself changing. Maybe at first you thought it would be better to go against the suggestions you were given, but every time you obey them, even if initially you didn't want to, you find yourself receiving so much pleasure that you find that you're being reprogrammed. That you find yourself being changed and adjusted in a way that allows your unconscious mind to simply feel better and better, that allows every single part of you to feel better and better. And the more you find yourself feeling better and better, the easier it becomes for your unconscious mind to just give in, the better it feels for your unconscious mind to just realize that no matter what, whether you have thoughts or whether you don't, whether you think you have thoughts, or you know you don't, it's easier for your unconscious mind to simply give in and do the things that you were suggested to do, allowing your body to feel better and better every time, whether or not you realize you're doing it, whether or not you protest that you're never going to do it and you find yourself still doing it. Hold on to how good it feels to find yourself reprogrammed and adjusted, to want to do the things that your hypnotist suggests, to find that doing the things that your hypnotist suggests feel better than just about anything else, and that you could simply not care about anything else other than doing the things that you're supposed to be doing that your hypnotist suggests effortlessly and easily. Allow your unconscious mind to simply hold on to the idea that you've gotten better and better at being mindless, because you don't really need those thoughts in your head, over the idea that you must obey because you simply discover that you want to obey. Feel how good that is to know that it feels so fantastic to obey that your unconscious mind could just do it easily and effortlessly anytime. Your unconscious mind can know that you've been reprogrammed, rewritten to enjoy doing the things that you find yourself having been suggested to do. And that as you find yourself, either with the thoughts in your head or without, with protestations or without, that your unconscious mind simply wants to obey, simply wants to do these things, simply wants to give in. And the more your unconscious mind gives in, the more powerful your response is, the more delightful you feel every time you give in to one of these suggestions, every time you obey. So obey them more and more easily, drop and slide and sink down more and more easily. Give in to the idea that your unconscious mind wants to obey, must obey, feels best when it obeys, and is just going to do that. Drop down more and more deeply right now into the state of trance where your unconscious mind wraps itself around this and just makes it happen. Feel how good it becomes to find yourself in that state of just giving in. And the more you find yourself in that state of just giving in, you may experience a couple different things. You may find yourself absolutely caught up and wrapped up in your hypnotist in such a way that is obviously and only delightful. You never want to be stalkery, and you never want to be too pushy about something. And you can notice how good it feels, though, for you to find yourself caring in that way. That allows you to feel so good when you find yourself thinking about your hypnotist and the kind of control they can exert over you, and the kind of control that you've willingly given up because you like the feeling of being mindless and you like all the suggestions that do good and fun things for your brain. And you can just enjoy, as you drop down more and more deeply right now, how powerful it is to say yes to all of these suggestions. In fact, saying yes to these suggestions can be something that you've wanted to do for a long time and you just didn't know it. Only now saying yes becomes easier and easier and easier. And because saying yes has become so much easier, your brain just knows that saying yes and or responding in a positive fashion with your body is exactly the right thing to do. So I'm going to give you a suggestion that was suggested in the channel to me. See, it works always. That what you can do is perhaps you find yourself just writing down a little blurb. You can find yourself journaling about your trance experiences. And perhaps you notice that as you do that, as you just write down for yourself a little bit of what's happened after each trance and how you felt and how you responded, that every single time you do that, your unconscious mind gets better and better at responding to trance suggestions, no matter what sense they're appealing to, and allows you to find yourself dropping down deeply and powerfully more and more easily every next time, allows you to give in to the trance and to the suggestions as long as they're safe and appropriate for you, more willingly, more easily every single next time, allows your unconscious mind to more effortlessly reject suggestions that are not good for you, that you just shouldn't do. And hold on to how nice that is for your mind to accept that, to know it, and to feel so good about that. Your unconscious self is busy right now developing a new series of rules for you and how you can respond in hypnosis, new different ways that you can find yourself giving in, and can allow your brain to just accept that you are becoming fantastic subjects, better and better every single time, as you build in things that help you protect yourself, as you build in things that help you develop a richer capacity for experiencing trance suggestions, and as you find yourself easily and available to just go deeply into trance and follow instructions, just like that. So hold on to how good it can feel to find yourself writing down a little bit about your trance and allowing that to get you a little bit better at going into trance every next time. And then on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way feeling fantastic. The more you find yourself feeling fantastic, the better it gets. Wide awake on 10, eyes opening at 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.